Hello everyone, and thanks so much for tuning in today. I'm here with a message that's vital for your spiritual journey. Not to alarm you, but to equip you with knowledge and tools for effective prayer and spiritual warfare. Knowing what's happening in your life is the first step to claiming victory in your spiritual battles. Ever noticed that just when you feel deeply connected in prayer, your challenges seem to ramp up? It's not just your imagination. The enemy often strikes hardest when we're making spiritual progress. But don't forget, God is always on our side, offering protection and ensuring our victory. He's armed us with His Word, which is packed with promises and power to help us triumph in any conflict. Think about it. God vows in the Bible to defend those who are pursued. Have you ever experienced the protection promised in the Scriptures? These verses are more than just words. They are divine assurances meant to guide us to victory. How well do you know who you are in Christ? There's incredible safety in knowing Jesus as your Lord and Savior. It's this identity that empowers us to stand firm against all adversities. In our session today, I'll be pointing out some telltale signs that you might be facing a witchcraft attack, helping you to recognize and counter these obstacles effectively. For example, Jeremiah 1:19 offers us reassurance. They will fight against you, but will not overcome you, for I am with you and will rescue you, declares the Lord. If you find yourself amidst chaos that feels spiritually charged, remember, the key is not to succumb to fear. One common sign of witchcraft in your life is sleep paralysis. Have you ever felt an oppressive presence as you drift to sleep, leaving you completely immobile? This terrifying experience, where you see shadows or feel an evil presence, is often a witchcraft attack designed to weaken your spiritual strength. This phenomenon isn't just random, it's a targeted spiritual assault. Witchcraft rituals might involve casting spells to paralyze or bind you spiritually, mirroring how we use the name of Jesus to bind demonic influences. If you've ever felt unable to move or speak, especially when sensing an evil presence, it's likely not just a bad dream, it's an attack. Remember, you are not helpless. Scripture, like Psalm 91, assures us that no evil shall come near our dwelling. It's vital to ensure that we're not inadvertently opening doors for these attacks. Stand firm in your faith and the power of Jesus' name to shield and deliver you from all attacks. If these experiences sound familiar, recognize them for what they are: signs of spiritual warfare. A brother once shared with me his 7-year ordeal of nightly attacks, feeling crushed and terrified. But remember, fear is not from God. He has declared His protection over us, and in His name, we are more than conquerors. Ever tried to call out for help, but found you couldn't even make a sound? Imagine that happening, and then waking up to a life that feels different, strangely and disturbingly altered. What if you found yourself driven by unfamiliar, powerful urges that seem to control your actions? This isn't just a random sequence of events, it's a glimpse into how malevolent forces can manipulate our lives. This pattern of influence isn't just about causing chaos, it's about fundamentally altering life courses. The power of Jesus' name, His blood, provides a shield and a weapon for us. It's about anchoring ourselves in God's Word and embracing His grace to navigate these challenges correctly. Remember, Jesus dwells within us, making us invincible in these spiritual battles. Why fear when you are backed by such power? But here's the thing. Without your will aligned with God's, you're unarmed. You might feel powerless, unable to even invoke Jesus' name to ward off these dark influences. The forces of evil know well that the moment you call upon Jesus, their power dissipates. Have you ever noticed how simply saying His name in a moment of fear can instantly bring peace? Now let's talk about how these unseen battles might manifest in your life. Perhaps you've experienced nightmares or seen ominous figures in your dreams. Or maybe you've woken up with unexplained scratches or marks, signs of a nocturnal struggle you were only partly aware of. These aren't just bad dreams. They're encounters with dark forces attempting to steal your peace and power. And then there are those mysterious illnesses. Ever heard of someone getting sick out of the blue, with doctors at a loss? They run tests, but everything comes back normal, yet the person's health continues to decline. This could be more than just a medical mystery. It could be an attack meant to weaken you spiritually and physically. Life is deeply spiritual, and many afflictions begin in the spiritual realm before they manifest physically. Recognizing this can dramatically change how we respond to these issues. Instead of rushing from one doctor to another, what if we first sought spiritual insight? What if we took these problems to God before heading to the hospital? This isn't to say we should disregard medical advice, but rather prioritize our spiritual health and discernment. By understanding the spiritual origins of our battles, we equip ourselves to fight more effectively, relying not just on human wisdom, but on divine power. When faced with unexplained sickness, instead of succumbing to panic, take it to God in prayer. Often, what can't be cured in the natural realm can be healed spiritually through prayer and faith. Remember, the enemy knows your moves, predicting you'll seek physical remedies first. By shifting our focus to spiritual solutions first, we align ourselves with God's will, opening the door for His intervention. So next time you encounter a situation that seems beyond natural explanation, consider its spiritual implications. It might just change the outcome and strengthen your faith in the process. Listen to this powerful message from Nahum chapter 3, verse 4. It talks about Nineveh, a city known for its mesmerizing beauty, but also its deceitful ways, captivating nations with its charms and leading them into darkness with its sorcery. So imagine this: anyone with ill intentions, especially if they harbor deep resentment, might resort to witchcraft as a simple tool against you. What's chilling is that this person could be right next to you, smiling, all while plotting your downfall. Only the Holy Spirit can truly reveal such deceit. Have you ever felt suddenly overwhelmed, confused, or like you just couldn't focus? Like everything was going fine, and then out of nowhere, it wasn't. This isn't just about having a bad day. I'm talking about a spiritual assault aimed right at your mind to thwart you from fulfilling your divine purpose. Many are under such attacks, walking through life dazed, kids included. It's as if one moment everything is clear, and the next, it's all fog and confusion, pushing them out of school or down paths they never intended to take. There's a story from the Praying Woman Blueprint about a sister who battled these very forces. She felt an inexplicable weight on her neck, dragging down her shoulders, clouding her thoughts daily. This wasn't just physical, it was a relentless spiritual burden causing her to spiral into self-doubt and self-pity. This is a classic mark of witchcraft, sending such oppressive arrows to disrupt and disable. Imagine feeling like you're wearing an invisible crown so heavy that it crushes your spirit throughout the day. She tried to brush it off, thinking it was something physical, but no. This was a spiritual attack that no physical brush could sweep away. It required targeted prayers against witchcraft, attacking her while she was most vulnerable, even in daylight. Perhaps the doors to these attacks open due to extreme malice from others who can't stand seeing you prosper. The enemy uses such agents to cast spells that manifest as overwhelming lethargy, making even reading the Bible an impossible task. Ever felt so sleepy the moment you picked up the scriptures? That's the spirit of slumber at work, thrown at you to keep you from the empowering, liberating Word of God. And let's talk about the physical manifestations. Ever woke up with mysterious scratches or felt inexplicably breathless? These symptoms are not just medical anomalies, they're spiritual indicators that something deeper is at play. I've heard stories where entire households were plunged into such deep sleep that robbers cleared out their home while they were none the wiser. This is the reality of witchcraft. It can lull you into a deep slumber, create confusion, lead our kids astray, and so much more. When you notice such patterns, it's crucial to stand in prayer. And the first step, ensuring Jesus is your anchor, your Lord and Savior, and immersing yourself in Scripture. When you feel that overwhelming urge to sleep, just as you open your Bible, recognize it for what it is, a spiritual battle aiming to strip you of your power. So wake up, stay alert, and pray. Address these signs head on, knowing that with Jesus, you are always in command, no matter what spells or shadows come your way. You know, things like this shouldn't be happening to us. Do you remember what Psalm 91 tells us? That no evil shall come near our dwelling. There's real power in standing firm with the Word, invoking the blood of Jesus, and ensuring that He is at the center of our lives as our Lord and Savior. I'm sharing this with you because it's crucial not to walk through life blindfolded. We're living in times that demand spiritual vigilance. I hope this message resonates with you and serves as a useful guide. Thank you for watching this video. Until next time, take care.